Welcome to The Tourism Teacher. I'm your host, Andy Jasperson. Join me as I help you unveil the inner workings and acronyms of the world of tourism and destination marketing. If you're new to the industry or simply looking to refresh your grasp on the basics and lingo, you've come to the right place. I'll be your guide to a more comprehensive understanding of this fascinating industry. So take your seats, open your notebooks, and join me as we explore the world of tourism together. Let's dive into this lesson from The Tourism Teacher. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our last episode about Destinations International. And in this episode, we're actually going to take a deeper look at a couple of the educational programs that Destinations International has to offer. I'm joined by Rory Forensic, who is the Senior Vice President of Education at Destinations International, to talk all about the CDME and PDM courses. Welcome to the show, Rory.
Hi, Andy. Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, before we jump into the meat of the show, could you tell our listeners a little bit more about you and what you do at Destinations International?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm the Senior Vice President of Professional Development at Destinations International, and I oversee all of our live and online educational programming, including curating and managing content and speakers for all of our live events, summits, and annual convention. I oversee the certification and certificate programs that we offer, as well as webinars and partnerships as they pertain to shared educational programs and reciprocal marketing.
Wow, that is a lot. You must be a busy lady. Oh, well, we are so excited to have you here, and you clearly are the right person to be talking about these programs today. So we're just going to start off with CDME. Could you just tell us what CDME start, like what that stands for? That's a really great place to start.
Sure. CDME is the Certified Destination Management Executive Certification Program.
Awesome. Awesome. And those people that have listened to this show before know that I'm currently waiting for the final approval of my last paper, but this is going to be really fun just to chit chat back and forth because I've got a good awareness and exposure to the program, but you know the inner workings in the back end, so this will be fun. Can you tell us a little bit about the history and how it got started, and then maybe go into a little bit about what the program it, well, let's start there. Let's talk about what the program is, what you do within it, and then kind of tell us how that came about to be.
Okay, so the program was initially developed over 25 years ago. The first graduating class was in 1996. It was developed by one person in an academic format and administered as coursework with instructors and students in classes, just like I liken it to an executive education program. To date, there are almost 500 certified individuals, most in the United States, but really over the last few years, we've broadened our international reach a bit. And we have certificates in Argentina, Canada, and Japan. And the program was developed, like many association certification programs in the United States and elsewhere, to really like create a set of standards for the industry, to enhance the professionalism of the industry, and to validate the knowledge, skills, and abilities of industry practitioners.
Okay, cool. So I have to ask, I lived in Japan for 4 years. And so was that, you've got the certification in Japan. Do you have Japanese instructors? Are they taking the class in English? Are they doing that remotely? Like, how does that work?
Yes. So the program is only administered live through live instructor-led coursework. And we have one Japanese CDME, and she came over to the United States every time the courses were administered.
Wow.
She's also on our board of directors, and she comes over to all of our board meetings. But she's got a whole contingent in Japan who are very interested in the program. And literally, we've been talking for the past couple of years about how exactly do we get this program to Japan, because it is only administered as live coursework. So we're strategizing around how to do that, how to bring it broader than, you know, how to bring it outside the United States in terms of translation. Do we need to revise the content at all? And what does that look like?
Yeah, I would imagine that would be kind of tricky with different models of tourism around the world. This was already 15 plus years ago, but I know that the tourism industry approach things differently in Japan than they do here. Not entirely, but there mm-hmm. there definitely were differences that I could observe just as a young person. So that's so cool, though, that is something that's really starting to gain ground around the globe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've done this before with other certification programs. My area of expertise is certification program management, development, administration, growth. And I've done it with other programs where we typically they're exam-based programs. You do want to do a translation of the program, and then you want to see what really needs to be customized. Because if you customize a certification too much, then it's not the same certification program. So there's lots of little idiosyncrasies in the certification industry that you can and cannot do when you're bringing a certification program to another country in another language.
Definitely, definitely. That's really interesting. And it's not necessarily something that you think about unless you're in the thick of it all the time. So, well, cool. So how do people sign up for this class and what does that process look like? How do you get your certification?
Okay, so there are eligibility requirements for the CDME certification program. First, one must apply for the program by filling out an application form to be reviewed and approved before someone can actually start registering for the courses that make up the program. There are a total of 4 core courses in the program, including respective take-home papers. So there is a paper process going on here. The 4 core courses, strategic issues in destination management, destination marketing and sales, destination leadership, and destination advocacy and community relations are all mandatory. One must take all 4 of those courses. They're 2 days in length, and after the completion of each course, the candidate is required to submit a paper, which should be about 750 words, three pages. And those papers are reviewed and approved by the course instructors. And then there are a total of 6 elective courses, of which 2 are required. So someone gets to pick the 2 that they want. Papers are not, thankfully, required for the elective courses. And then following the completion of all 6 courses and approval of the 4 core course papers, candidates are required to then submit a final exam/project. We've just changed those requirements, so now we're calling it a final project, which includes an appropriate publishable paper or presentation of a selected topic.
Yeah, that was as I was going through that process this year, I saw the presentation option populate, and I hadn't seen that before. And I thought, you know what, I probably am just still going to write because I'm more comfortable with that. But I think that that's really awesome that we're kind of expanding that opportunity to embrace more skill sets, because not everyone is a strong writer. It's not to say that they can't write. And if they've gotten to this point in their career, they obviously can write some. But I think you guys are going to get some really creative there's some creative projects out of it. I would be super, super interested to see what the final outcome is.
Yeah, I mean, part of the point, you know, we review the final project exam every year, and this was the first time, you know, that the exam review committee decided to change it up a little bit, really trying to bring it into the 21st century, because, you know, not everybody loves to write papers. The whole point of the final project itself is really it provides the opportunity for the candidate to demonstrate their ability to apply what they learned throughout their CDME experience, rather than just the recall of specific items presented in the program. So the questions that comprise the final project are intentionally broad, and they encourage thought leadership and the application of knowledge. So in total, that final project consists of 3 assignments, 2 of which are essay-based, and the 3rd can then either be this written research paper or a creative format like a presentation with slides.
Yeah, yeah. I found that the process really made me think through all of my entire base of knowledge and then applying it to the topics that were presented in the 2 essay questions, and then and finding a creative way that applied to me. Like, that was the cool thing about the final project, is that you really got to write about something that you cared about. Not that I didn't care about the other topics, but something that was of my passion pool and expand on it. So, it was a lot of work, but it was exciting. And hopefully I won't have too many revisions to make, but I'm eagerly awaiting the return of it.
Well, and the great thing about the review process is The full CDME board reviews the papers. Two board members review each paper. But the beauty of the process is that if there are things that need to be revised, the board members are really open and willing to help and sort of advise, because we want people to go through this program and be positive and feel positive about it and their knowledge and their skill set. So we really do help through the process if papers do need to be revised.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's kind of the same with the core course papers that get turned in. I've found that the instructors are really really open to additional questions or that interaction. I know that I'm using some of them as resources to this podcast, and I'll reach back out to them. And that's also something that we haven't really talked about, but that's something that the course gives you this amazing network of other industry professionals that you are going through this course alongside. And it's very staggered. So it's this huge network of people that you're building, and you know who said, you know, there's something that you're working on at work, and you're like, oh, so-and-so in my class was talking about that in their destination. And you can just reach out to them, which is so cool to have that backing and that foundation of other brains to tap into that are thinking about the same types of and the same level of topics that we face in the DMO world.
And that's, you know, I hear that from so many candidates. I mean, part of the point of the instructor-led live only, it really, again, I'm going to say it's like an immersive executive education program. And the relationships and friendships that people build, I mean, people are friends with people from their classes from 20 years ago, you know, so it really is a great network. And again, you are able to bounce ideas off of of those colleagues that you meet in the classes. You can validate what you're doing, or you can say, oh, I better stop doing that. You know, if somebody else says that was horrible for me, whatever, you know, there's just a huge value in that person-to-person contact as well.
Right. And I know that I've heard this class kind of called like initial, I don't know, initially was it geared towards CEOs specifically, or was it kind of what I've been told from a variety of areas is kind of, it's sort of either the training path to be a CEO of a destination, although you don't have to be. Like, I didn't take this class as a CEO. And I'm clearly not there yet. But would you say that should be the ambition of the student, or does it have other applications? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it definitely has other applications. I mean, certification programs in general have many, many benefits. And typically, and we have eligibility requirements that go along with this. You do not have to be a CEO, but you have to have some work experience, 3 to 5 years of work experience, which is really the sweet spot. And it's really is geared more toward like the mid-level so that they can rise to the top.
Like succession planning.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it really is a good, I mean, there are so many benefits in every industry. Again, I mean, I've been doing this for a very long time in other associations, in other industries. And the benefits of certification are many, not only for the individual who holds the credential, but also for the organization that employs that certified individual, as well as the industry itself. For an individual, earning an industry credential really enhances one's professional credibility and reputation among your peers. It validates and enhances your industry knowledge and skills, and it really encourages ongoing professional development. In some industries that I've been in the past, it improves career opportunities, provides opportunities for increased salaries, and makes one more marketable when they're looking for another job. So there's really a huge benefit to holding a credential.
Absolutely. And I know that everyone that I've known that has made it through the program, like, it's a big day when you get to put those four letters after your name. It's a big deal. Yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we were talking about CDME, but you guys have a newer program called PDM. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? What does it stand for and how is it different?
Sure. So the PDM stands for Professional in Destination Management, and it actually is not a new program. It used to be a program that was live instructor-led only, and we transitioned it to an online program just to make it more flexible and more convenient for people to go through the program. It's online only. It's very different than a certification program. The PDM is a certificate program. And what that means is upon completion of the online program, you would receive a certificate of completion, which does not require recertification. We didn't talk about recertification earlier, but recertification is mandatory for the CDME folks. Recertification is not mandatory when you just receive a certificate of completion. The PDM is geared toward those newer to the industry or those coming back into the industry who want a refresher. It's really a detailed overview of the industry as a whole, but anyone can register for the PDM program. Once registered, one would have 90 days in which to complete the entire program. And it consists of two courses. And again, both of these courses used to be instructor-led, live only. But the two courses are called Fundamentals of Destination Management and Marketing and Fundamentals of Sales. Each of those two online courses is the equivalent of about 6 hours of seat time if you were to go from start to finish. But again, you have 90 days to complete it. And each course has a post-course assessment. You must successfully complete the post-course assessment, which is a test of about 25 or 30 questions each. And then you receive the certificate of completion.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, the online option certainly makes it more accessible because you don't have all of the expenses that come with traveling. So for smaller DMOs, I would imagine that that would be very helpful if they just don't have the budget it's not at the same level of depth maybe as a CDME course, but definitely giving your team a strong foundation. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great entree into the destination organization world. Many of our members and partners use it as an onboarding tool for their new employees, and we do offer bulk discounts for that program. So
awesome. Yeah, I know that everything I've heard about it sounds cool. And I think that that would have been when I was getting started. So many of us in this industry, not so much now that there are more college programs, university programs of travel and tourism and hospitality that they're actually like getting trained in and then coming to the workforce. But those of us past a certain age kind of just fell into this industry unexpectedly and now won't leave, which, I love it. So, but this would have been so helpful to have a deep dive, like, okay, here's everything you need to know. And then you've at least got that base instead of like piecing it together as you go along. This would be a great way to start out. So,
it really is
fantastic. So, could you maybe touch on some of the other educational resources that the Destinations International offers?
Sure. We've got a lot of stuff going on at Destinations International. I don't even know where to start. I'll start with my department. So we provide, and you probably know, we provide biweekly industry update webinars on various industry topics. Those webinars are free for all of our members. And then they're archived in our online learning center for access after the live event is administered. So anyone can then register for the archived events as well. Each department at Destinations International provides weekly e-newsletters on various topics I market the PDM and the CDME, and I talk about our events in those newsletters. We have an online community where members can network, they can ask questions, they can find answers, meet up with other people online. And I'm sure, as everyone knows, we have events throughout the year. We have summits focused on various industry verticals. And of course, our annual convention in July of each year, which provides over 30 concurrent sessions on industry topics, 3 keynote sessions, industry partner informational sessions, and lots of networking opportunities. We have a mentorship program that's fairly new. It's also free to members, whether you want to be a mentor, a mentee, or both. It's a great career and relationship building tool as well. We have a 30 under 30 program focused on our emerging industry leaders. We have a career center. We have a lot of informational resources in the form of case studies, industry briefs, white papers, tools for destination organizations to use. We have an EDI assessment tool. We have an event impact calculator. I don't even know all the tools. We've got a ton of tools. And all of these products, tools, services, programs, events can be found on our newly designed, very user-friendly and very beautiful website. So we just soft launched a new website. We have not marketed it yet, but it really is
awesome.
So much nicer than our
awesome.
Old
I haven't.
Website.
I did not know that. I will have to go check that out after we're done here, because I know. I mean, the other one was functional, but now I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I might get in trouble for saying I just launched a new website, but oh, it's beautiful. It's really great.
Awesome. So do you want to tell us what that website is and how
yes.
we can find it?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great idea. So the website domain has not changed. It's still www.destinationsinternational.org.
Okay. And destinations, plural.
Yes. Destinations
with
an S.
You gotta have the S in there. Awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, cool. Yes. It is such a great resource for those organizations that are members. And you know, I know there's always a non-member price to attend conventions or summits or things like that too. So if there's anybody out there that just kind of wants to dip their toe in the pool, so to speak, a little bit and try it out before purchasing, that is always a great option, and see what you'd be getting. But I personally can't speak highly enough of all of the resources that and the
Thank
work
you.
that Destinations International does. It's just such a blessing to the entire industry. So
thank you
and
yeah,
your
I mean,
team.
we really do, you know, as a trade association in the tourism industry, I mean, we do it all. The only thing we don't do is lobby on the Hill, but we do advocate on behalf of the industry. We educate the industry. We do industry research. We have global outreach. You know, we now have 23 members in other countries. We have close to 60 members in Canada. I mean, the bulk of our member base is still in the United States, but we really have a huge global outreach now. And we're doing it all.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I know I learned a lot more. Like, there are pieces here that I didn't even know. So this is fantastic. And of course, if our listeners want to learn more about these resources, you can go find more information on the website. That was www.destinationsinternational.org. And so hopefully our listeners have learned some new pieces and might be intrigued and dig a little bit deeper into the newly designed website.
Yes.
No worries. You'll have a few weeks before this publishes. So.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. To our listeners, make sure to hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. And if you're enjoying what you've been hearing, please pass this show along to a friend. Join us next time. But for now, class dismissed.